Time for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, were you surprised this morning when you woke up and you saw snow on the ground?
No, I've kind of been watching the weather because, you know, I just always get anxious in the winter. You know, I just know I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything because I'm too freaked out by any kind of weather. I think I was meant to live in a warmer climate.
Okay, well.
Maybe that's the truth, but then I don't really like the heat either, so.
Right.
What can I say?
Yep. How much do you think Appleton got this morning?
I don't know. I'm terrible at guessing about that, because we had quite a bit on the ground already.
Okay.
But I would say, you know, we probably have a couple inches.
Yep. Yep, that's what Madison has, but man, just down in the Canby, St. Leo area, they got like 9-10 inches of snow. So
really?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't been paying that. I just kind of pay attention to what's going to happen here.
Yep.
Anyway, because my husband has been gone to a meeting, so I am responsible for all things at home, including the dog. Which, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Your dog likes attention, I hear.
Oh, yes. It's a golden retriever, and she just constantly needs somebody to be holding her and playing with her and doing stuff with her. Mm. I tell you, it's a little much.
Yeah, you got to love them dogs.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and they're good. They're good for you because they get you out and they get you moving and you're out walking and you're doing all the things that you should do and be motivated to do yourself. But
right.
So anyway.
All right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, tomorrow after school, we've got a after-school bingo for school-aged kids. We've got lots of fun prizes to give away. And so that starts at 3:30, which is Wednesday, December 8th at 3:30 here at the Appleton Library. And then this Saturday, the 11th, we had to postpone our gingerbread house building to this Saturday. December 11th, and it's at 10:30 a.m. And so we do still have some openings for this. If you're interested, give us a call. This is for preschool age children up to sixth grade, and it's a lot of fun. We've got lots of supplies and materials, and we are just ready to build those beautiful gingerbread houses. So, make sure you call us if you're interested in joining us, and that will be this Saturday, December 11th at 10:30 a.m. here at the Appleton Library. Also this week, we have been handing out, and so if you've signed up and registered for our gnome ornament take and makes, they are available. So any adults that signed up for that class, all 20 have been taken. So just remember to stop and pick up your gnome ornament. And then we also have a few things coming up. In fact, next week on Wednesday, December 15th, Steve Sterwood will be here for computer technology, you know, basic ed, ESL, all sorts of things. He has the patience of a saint, almost, is what you want to say. I can't believe how calm he always is.
Yep.
I maybe should be a little calmer. I don't know. Anyway, and then we'll also have a take and make for children and families also on the 15th of December, so you'll want to call and register for that. And then we are offering our ornamental paper class for adults on December 21st, which is a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. We moved that from the 14th because, of course, it was a concert and things in town here. And so if you before thought, oh, I can't do that because it was on a concert date, we moved it to Tuesday the 21st. So give us a call if you're interested. We have a few people registered for it and everything, and we've got all these ornamental paper pieces on display here at the library. So if you're kind of wondering, what is that? Stop in and take a peek, because we've got some beautiful things we're going to be making out of paper.
Mm.
And then we are not going to be having our book club meet this month because it is the Monday after Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we are going to have our Lego Club on the 29th. And so, yeah, lots of fun things going on here. We just always have something going on. And there are a few trees that we have decorated in the hallway as well. So keep that in mind and stop in and check out their beauty. We are voting on our favorite tree still, and we started on the 1st of December up to the 15th. So if you have not stopped by to check out the trees that we have, make sure you do that. And then we can give the winner a prize.
Okay, good. Well, it's the holiday season, Cindy, and people like to curl up with a good book. And so what are people reading?
And there are really some great books out. So if you have a favorite author, you're definitely going to want to check in with us. Or if you want a book recommendation for a gift for someone, we're a bunch of readers that work here.
Yep.
So we're always reading something. But new, Diana Gabaldon has a ninth book in her Outlander series. And this has also made it to television. And so I think that's kind of even made her followers even grow. So it's Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone is her new book out. Nora Roberts has a new book out. It's a second book in the Dragonheart Legacy series. And I know a few people that have been waiting for this book. And it's called The Becoming. And it's Breen returns to Talama as her grandfather Ordon plots destruction. And then James Patterson always has something new out, but it is his 29th book in the Alex Cross series. And then we have a lot of followers that read this particular series. Cross fights the mastermind who has stalked him for years. Richard Paul Evans has a wonderful new Christmas book out called The Christmas Promise. Rochelle writes a book about her estranged and deceased twin sister, Michelle, that is entitled The Prodigal Daughter. Danielle Steele has a new book out called Flying Angels. It's six women joined the Medical Air Evacuation Transport Squadron during World War II. Then new in nonfiction is These Precious Days by Ann Patchett. And this would be a really nice gift to purchase. It's essays on friendships, influences, and the connection between life and art. Really a neat book. Something that, that would kind of touch your heart, I think.
Yep.
And then God Bless This Mess by Hannah Brown and Mark D'Agostino. It's a reality TV star describes the pressure she felt in the public eye and the ways her faith was tested. So keep in mind, if you've got a favorite author or if you're looking for something to read, stop on down. We love to make book recommendations, and we love to help our customers find something to entertain them during these winter months.
Okay. And how can people contact you, Cindy?
Well, they can call us on the phone at 320-289-1681. You can stop in and visit us, which we always prefer. And our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And of course, we have a Facebook page that you can follow for the latest happenings and things going on here. Also a website, all sorts of different things. And don't forget, we have digital content for when you're snowed in and you have nothing to read. All you have to do is download the Libby app, and you'll have books to read, magazines to look at, as well as books to listen to. So it's a plethora of opportunities at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time. You have a good holiday season.
Yeah, you too. You have a great week.
All right. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian with the Appleton Public Library.